Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX, August 8th, TGIF day. The time is 3:30 to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning.
This is television station
WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine.
Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night, and most of you know what that means. And tonight, we're really, really, really busy. So first thing we need to do, we're going to do proper introductions here in a minute. I'm Trencher.
I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
You want to get on a mic?
Am I on?
You're on now. All right, so...
We're on?
Yeah.
Good.
What's your name?
Do I have a name
What's your
now?
Name? You got a name
is
now.
It Scrappy?
It's Scrappy.
Sweet.
All right, so... Last week, we got a letter from Murphy stating that he wasn't going to be on the show because, you know, he's striking with all the other writers because he's so damn big and so damn important and so critical to this show. However, we had to kind of reclaim him because we did receive this letter earlier in the week. Decaf, do you want to read that?
Yes, I'll read it.
Yes, I'll read it.
Sorry. Shit! Dear members of Spankwagon Radio, it has come to our attention that one, Christopher Murphy, has been acting as a member of the Guild to get out of his duties of your radio program. We did not even realize that he was in our ranks until this past week when we had several of our members come to us to complain about an individual who was telling dick and fart jokes. Sometimes he was telling the same joke 3 times in a row to the same people. While we do appreciate his support of our cause, we do not, however, appreciate him entertaining the troops by showing them ripped copies of copyrighted material. This is the same material that we are on strike about in hopes to actually earn more money for the sales of digital media. Due to his actions, such as constantly showing his ass and talking about how nice it feels, verbal tirades on Barry Bonds, talking about the size of his testicles, and his fascination with transvestite rape porn, we have placed a restraining order on him. Please, please keep him away from us. We appreciate your attention in this matter. Timothy Chaz Huffington, P.S. He was skipping your program because he had a cold. P.P.S. Did you know he steals ketchup packages from McDonald's?
What do you have to say for yourself?
I don't steal them. I just borrow them on a long-term basis.
Nice. So you sat in a strike and told the same dick and fart jokes to everybody.
Well, I figured, you know, they hadn't heard them yet.
And then you told them again.
It's not like anybody listens to this program.
Good point. All right, why don't we jump into the program? Because we got a lot of shit to do this week. Murph, why don't you go ahead and start taking it away?
Do I really have to? I'm doing my Barry White voice again. Ladies and gentlemen.
Making me clear my fucking throat. Everybody here on their mics going...
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to yet another episode of Spankwagon Radio. That's right. Keep on snarking.
Flemmy.
That's me. That's, yeah, no more Murphy. Now it's Flemmy. You know, that Timothy J. Huffington, I think I know that guy.
Chaz.
Timothy Chaz Huffington.
Yeah, I got a funny feeling about that guy. Okay, so this week on the show, starting right off, we have our favorite friend here, Derek from Comic Oasis.
Hello, Derek.
Hello, everybody.
How are things going there in comic book guy land?
Everything's going really good. I mean, there's lots of good books coming out. We have basically I'm here to promote a signing coming up. We have Kevin O'Neill coming to town. He's going to be doing a signing at my store and also at Alternate Realities, Ralph's store.
So. Who's Kevin O'Neill?
Kevin O'Neill, he's an artist. He's an English guy. He draws a book, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Not that bad movie, but a really good book. It's over the top. I mean, it's one of the best illustrators out there. He works with Alan Moore pretty much exclusively, so if all you comic book guys know who he is. And I said he's going to be coming out. He's from Europe. He's doing like 10 cities. In 9 days. So I think he's in Texas right now at Wizard World Texas, and he'll be flying in here on Tuesday doing some stuff, bringing his girlfriend. So
you know,
we'll
I have League One. I should see if I can dig that up out of one of my boxes and get it signed.
Yeah, bring it on. I mean, you know, you should like buy League Two and maybe buy League Three and stop downloading them off the internet or whatever you do it out there. Spend some money.
Don't look at me like I'm stealing shit. You're the one that pirates everything you own.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's not piracy. It's preemptive salvage specialist.
He's borrowing it for a really long time.
Exactly. So how are things down at Comic Oasis? How's stuff going?
Everything's going really good. We've redesigned the store over and over again. I'm like, you know, I'm frantic.
So you moved the Spider-Man collection from one side of the store to the other side of the store?
Yeah, we put a little bit more of the, because Jenna Jameson has a comic book coming out, so we have to make, you know, everything look, you know, spotty over there. We're going to try to get her to come out to the store and sign some stuff, too. So
that's not hard. Just get some blow.
I don't know about all that, fellas.
I've heard stories, man.
Tito Ortiz is pretty big. I don't want to have any problems with anything going on with that. So yeah, remember, it's Chris Murphy who said something about your girlfriend, Tito.
Have you ever fucked at your store?
What? What the fuck?
look, you think it? Yes.
Hold on. Let's qualify. Wait. Have you ever had sexual relations with another person at your store?
Female.
I have not had sexual. No.
Do you have to clarify female?
With him, you do. Yeah, with Murphy, you do.
He's into the trainees and stuff like that. Once.
All right, what'd you do? Did you get a Hummer in the back room?
In the middle of the floor, actually, yeah.
Nice.
Sometimes you got to go out, you know, it's just one of those things. It was just that spur of the
every
moment.
Every master fucking their own store.
I got a question, though. You got to watch out for the merchandise. Were you worried about it, or did that just totally escape your mind?
She was a finisher, so it was nothing going to escape.
Nice. Well done.
Now, is this girlfriend, random person, current employee?
Bad night at PT's.
So I gotta ask something again as one of the guys who have been in your store. Do you still have that hot little redhead chick working there?
Oh, yeah. Holly is still there. She's actually at the theater, right? She's at the Brennan Theaters. If you want to go see Holly, she's hanging out there with Charles. So, you know, I don't know what's going on with that. But they're doing a Beowulf over at the Brennan Theater. Yeah, if somebody wants to go over there and say, hey, Derek said give me a book. The first person that does it, she'll give you a book. How's that?
Nice. I don't think they're going to run right over to Brendan. But
well, Holly's pretty hot. I mean, you know, she's German and French and Italian or some crap like that.
And she got an ass like an apple that just sits there. And
nice.
Anyway, so.
You stick a worm in it?
She's probably turning red right now, so.
Exactly. Like, Scrappy hasn't been introduced to my form of verbal rape, I guess is the only way to really put it.
Yeah, Scrappy, good Scrappy.
She's a little taken aback right now. She's not really sure how to deal with me.
Oh,
I'm kind of wishing I took that scene.
Well, she was talking all kinds of shit about, oh, I got him a check. Oh, I got all this. Remember?
What?
I got all this.
Yeah, see, there's a problem that you...
I don't remember saying I got him in check.
We'll check that podcast. Yeah, that's one problem with podcasts.
I had my feet, like, propped up on his chair.
That's all right.
I'll, like, kick him
She
back.
Moved in.
She's like, I got all this in check. I got all this shit.
They always move in
and
leave their underwear in your drawer. Right. So.
I got to bring this back to comic books. I have avoided Countdown because I'm a DC nut, first off, so let me just preface that. I know way too much about DC. I've been avoiding Countdown. How dumb of a mistake have I made, or have I finally been like a lot of other fanboys who got totally burned out on 52 and totally burned out on all the different 100,000 tie-in comics?
Okay, I'll be the first one to say there are too many tie-ins for Countdown. It's just way too many. I don't think it's the greatest thing out there, but it's a good story.
Okay.
If you're looking for something to read, you're looking for something to read. That's a right. good book to read. It's Paul Dini's doing. He's going to be coming out to the store in January. So it's one of those things where you just you know, you kind of stick with it. I mean, there's been some times when Superman was terrible. Mm-hmm. This was terrible. DC keeps saying that it's going to be a big payoff at the end of it. There's a lot of books in DC that's good. Black Adam is excellent. You know, yeah. There's but Countdown, it's okay. You know, but would I say definitely read that? No. There's other books out there I would definitely go, you should read this. Why the Last Man? The last issue's coming up for that.
Right.
I'm not going to say demand people read it, especially if they're not diehard DC fans.
But right.
If you're diehard, definitely read
it. Yeah, and I'm diehard DC fan, and I've been also enjoying kind of the resurgence of the late 80s comics, Infinity Inc., Suicide Squad, and now soon, whatchamacallit, Vigilante.
Yeah, they put him in the new. They said, but all those characters, they all died for a reason. They were kind of just blah. They brought back Booster Gold, too.
They brought back Booster Gold, but.
You know, we're like way deep in the woods with the comic book fans. Booster Gold was this character, like superhero who was an 80s superhero all into himself or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Reagan. You know, I think it's okay. Everybody thinks Booster Gold is great. I'm just not into it or whatever. The book that I've been reading now, I just showed him, was this book called Legion by this guy called Salvador Sanz. It's this freakiest book I've ever read. I've been thinking about it for 2 or 3 days. It's just amazing. I mean, I got one here. You can take a flip through it or whatever, but it's one of the most gruesome things you've ever seen.
It is gory, and it's very cool. Like, on the second or third page, it starts raining blood for 3 days.
And there's a building made out of people, and, you know, Legion come and kill people. It's a good book, and I was just telling people how great it was. So there's always something out there for people to read. If you don't even want to read the DC stuff, there's The Walking Dead still, which is going on really strong still.
What's going on?
I think
in
he says
the,
his breath stinks.
Yeah.
his breath smells like ass. What?
No, it smells like watermelon and Kool-Aid.
Oh, Jesus. So,
wow, that's funny. That?
Wow, big mouth.
So go what's going on in the world?
Just a little bit outside.
Shit, this is violent.
10-second rule.
What's going on in the world of Marvel then?
Well, Marvel just started up an initiative where they're going to do some put their books online, a lot of their classic stuff. They still have World War Hulk just ended, which was the fifth issue of that. Really good book. I think they actually killed the Sentry, which was like really good.
Wow.
Yeah, if people haven't read it, I'm sorry I just spoiled it for you, but it was a happy day for me because I consider that like one of the lamest characters ever created.
Well, it was a joke character that was created. I mean, Sentry was meant to be a joke character to begin with.
But they kept the joke going, and after a while it became, you know, not funny anymore. How's that?
True. Very true.
There's Dwayne McDuffie's doing the Fantastic Four right now, and he's incredible. It's like he's one of those. He's just a good writer, and he makes the Fantastic Four readable again.
I've moved, and all this other stuff's been going on the past 6 months. I quit reading Fantastic Four, and I've got about an 8-month stack right now through the initiative. Initiative or whatever it is. Storyline, I haven't even touched.
You know what? That initiative stuff, which they just slapped initiative on every book out there. It was on a power pack. It didn't make a difference. It was just labeled initiative. I mean, when you don't go to the bathroom, that's the best time to read. That's why this online stuff doesn't work. You can't read a computer screen in the
bathroom. You're
absolutely
right.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. Well, you do.
I mean, you know.
And we've got stories about it.
You're doing more in the bathroom than reading, I'm sure. Right?
Yes, he is. And we don't want to go to that story.
Usually I spend a fair bit of time in the bathroom reading on my laptop.
Yes.
But, you know, the thing is, yeah, I do bring in a bunch of comic books, and I'm like, you know, but
I mean, never to use his laptop.
Sniff those
not
keys.
Not for that.
Sniff those keys.
Those are pubes.
I use the giant 65-inch television in the living room for that.
You're like, Peter Norton's so large. Oh, sorry.
You've never watched porn until you've seen a vagina the size of a Buick. So now let's talk about the signing.
That doesn't even sound appeasing. I mean, I'm sorry, you know.
What?
Carry on.
I love vagina. If I can dive into I'll dive into it like a pool.
I like it, but I don't want to be that big. I mean, you know, what fun is that?
Strap a 2x4 in your ass and go for a ride.
I tell you, the first time I ever did porn on that on the big TV and I watched it, and it was a big zoom in like that, I couldn't help but think Rick Moranis back in Little Shop of Horrors. You know, feed me, feed me.
Feed me, Simo.
Exactly.
Feed me.
She's a squirter.
Nice. Let's get back to the signing. Now, this is a big deal.
Yeah, it's pretty huge. I mean, it's the last signing we had with Stanley. I like to get the people who, you know, it's you just don't get this. You know, I want to get people who are unique. You know, you're not going to get a chance to see him a lot.
Oh, you're on the right show.
It's just like I said. It's just one of those things where Kevin O'Neill. He's from Europe, so he doesn't come out here a lot. He doesn't do a lot of work. I mean, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen comes out, you know, every 5-6 years. Mm-hmm. So I mean, just the opportunity for him to come out and do something, get something signed. And he also created Martial Law, which is a book way back in the day. And it is a book called Nemesis the Warlock. Really freaky books. Martial Law was about a cop who went around and killed superheroes for, you know, doing things, which is basically like The Boys is now. Mm-hmm. He's prolific. He did one of the first books that was ever not Comics Code Authority, Green Lantern, Tales of the Green Lantern Annual Number 2, which is a hard book to come by. So it's a real big deal. If you, and like I said, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, it's a book people have been waiting for a long time. If you ever, if you look at this book, it has like all this, you know, history of the League, different little pamphlets in it. There's a pamphlet on how to have sex with a mannequin. It's great. So
I'm going to need a copy of that one.
Nice. So, all right. So we got the big signing. Anything else, guys? Any other questions?
Well, yeah, I have some. I mean, there's a. Oh, Scrap, you got anything?
No, you're good.
You sure?
I'm sure.
She doesn't like talking.
She's a girl. She doesn't know anything about comic books.
My eye.
So let me ask you. You know, I asked you this last time, and it was, you know, you were right on the money. Last time I asked you, I said, "What are you looking forward to most coming out?" And I do believe you said the World War II Hulk stuff.
Right. Yeah.
Which was
World War Hulk.
I'm sorry, World War Hulk. Excuse
Thank
me.
You. Yes.
Eat the peanuts out of my feces.
Hey, you got to make sure you got it right, you know?
What are you looking forward to now that's coming out? Other than, of course, a sequel to Legion, obviously. But what are you looking forward to that's coming out, you know, maybe not in the next month and a half, maybe, you know, 3-4 months down the line?
Well, then Marvel has their Super Skrull Secret Wars thing coming up.
Another Secret War title?
Yeah, Brian Michael Bendis is doing it, and Liana Yu. So
of course Bendis is doing it. Bendis writes everything.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how he has that much time or whatever. You can call him at 2 o'clock in the morning, and he's awake.
Probably up writing.
Doing stuff or whatever. But that's the big thing for Marvel. DC has Final Crisis coming out, which is supposed to be the end-all, the be-all, all the crisis, to end it all so everybody can be done with it. I'll, you know, when it happens.
Well, why not? I mean, Superboy Prime has been released because
Superboy Prime.
Superboy Prime. That was an excellent. Yeah, if you
and Green Lantern.
Yeah, the Green Lantern. It's actually Superman Prime now because of the lawsuit between the Schusters
right.
and DC. So it can't be Superboy Prime, but he's released and it's a good book. Oh, what's his decaf? Right?
Yeah. Decaf. Decaf has no clue what Crisis is.
We're way too geeky for him over here or whatever.
Way
stuff
too
like
geeky.
That.
Wow. Just sing the Love Boat theme song in your head
the
over and over.
In your head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But hey, chicks dig comic books. I tell everybody all the time, you know, there's a lot of girls out there who read some comic books who are pretty nice looking. So, you know, if you can read, I'm not saying, you know, that was a bad reading you did
said,
on that
if
letter.
If you can read.
you know, you definitely.
So you can use comic books as pickup lines?
You know, yeah.
Oh, my God. Do you got that Superboy collection, girl?
No,
if you
wanna,
don't.
You won't go that far, but, you know, Josh Whedon writes a lot of comic books. Girls dig that clown. Like I said, this Salvador Sanz, if you got some girls who are into that freaky horror stuff, you show her something like this. Yep. If they like Saw, this thing is way beyond what
Salvador
Saw is.
Salvador Sanz?
Salvador Sanz, yeah. I've never heard of the guy, but I read the book, and I'm hooked. So I keep telling people now, come by, check it out. You'll like it.
Salvador Sanz sounds like a porn name.
Scrappy, did you look at it? Sounds like a porn name.
Legion?
Yeah.
Legion, it's
what'd
cool.
What'd you think?
It looked cool.
See, she thinks it's cool.
You gonna jump his bones now because you think it looks cool?
I'm definitely not gonna jump his bones because I think that his comic book looks cool. But
she's thinking about it though. She didn't. She didn't like totally like. No, I'm not gonna do it at all.
Are you sure? Because he has a shiny Nightwing shirt on.
Yeah, very clubby.
Take it and steal his Nintendo belt buckle.
It snaps right
it
off
up with my Batman belt buckle.
We sell belt buckles there too, so come on down.
Batman?
Batman belt buckles.
Yeah, we're getting some harassment in the chat room here. Someone saying that they're confused how such huge fanboys didn't make it to Comic-Con last year. Yeah, we had to work.
Oh, that's why, because it was Niecy. Not all of us can take off of work, Niecy, and run down there for the hell of it. Some of us actually have to work for
that's
a living.
Niecy?
That's Niecy. Niecy. I love Niecy. You don't give her the snort. Come on now. She's
Where's
fun.
Where's she at? She was always on the show when I was on the show.
Murph, what are you mouthing over there?
I don't know. I'm looking at you going, oh, no.
What?
I don't know. That's like twice the phone's gone off now.
Yeah. Telemarketing calls and one with studio engineer.
Oh, you should have put
like
the telemarketing
call. Like auto-recording those. Oh. Not real people.
So, okay, one last question because
okay.
We don't want to launch it, but we are running low on time today.
Oh, no problem. Go ahead.
With the new movies that are coming out, of course, you know, there's the new Hulk with, you know, Edward Norton. There's, of course, you know, Dark Knight. Stuff is starting to come up about the Justice League movie. Some things are starting to come up about Man of Steel. Of all of these, which do you think is going to suck most of all?
The suck most of all? I'm leaning towards maybe the Hulk. And I'm a Hulk fanatic, but it just, well, for some reason, they don't seem to get the whole thing. They always try to make it, like, sympathetic and sad.
But look at the Hulk comic books. The Hulk comic books don't do very well unless they do something like Future Imperfect or World War Hulk. You can't do a monthly title on a Hulk.
They had the Planet Hulk that was doing really well. I mean, the Hulk's been in print since 1963.
Yeah, but it's been no, it hasn't been continuous.
Well, I mean, you know, there'd be a league off here, a layoff.
You know,
there,
I mean, with that logic, the Spectre's been in print since 1953 or 63.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you got that point, but it's not like anything else. It's you get a writer and they write something that's, you know, I don't know which way to describe it. You got to write the story that fits. You know, you can't try to make the Hulk, you know, all of a sudden, you know, talking poetry or saving the world. He's the monster walking around upset, wanting to be left alone.
So well, unless you're Del Keon.
So you think Hulk just go around, destroy shit, and go hide, or what?
Well, I mean, the Hulk is like one of those guys. He's like, you had those days where you just want to just like, screw this. I'm just tired. I just want to be left alone. People on your back or whatever, stuff like that. That's the Hulk. But instead of, you know, him having to, you know, basically take it, he can tell everybody, you know, kiss my ass. You know what? He's going to break everything. Go hang out. That's what the Hulk basically is. He doesn't fall with the society, basically, the society making him do things. And he's basically a meek guy. You know, he's a guy who's like, you know, head down, always getting punked around and stuff like that. But at one point in time, he can go and punch people in the head if he gets mm-hmm. upset. You know, most people can't do that.
Scrappy can.
She usually does.
Yeah, usually.
Alrighty, so tell everyone where they can visit you online and in real life.
All right, well, we got our website, which should be coming up soon. Basically, just go to the MySpace page, myspace.com/comicoasis.com or myspace.com/comicoasis.
Holy crap, let's try this again.
What?
myspace.com/comicoasis. and just for everybody out there, if you go to the Spankwagon MySpace, you're right there on the main friends page.
Oh, I'm a friend. That's the best thing about it.
You know what? This is a good time to introduce this because I showed Murphy this, but I was talking.
Pac-Man?
Yes. I want to show everybody the bastardization of childhood. Take one down here. Just go ahead and take them and take a look at this. We're all fanboy geeks here. Everybody knows what Pac-Man is. Everybody loves Pac-Man. But do you ever think in your life you'd see
lottery.
Pac-Man lottery cards?
That's cool.
Cool?
No, that sucks ass.
See, why does that
how
suck?
How, yeah, she's nine, what,
I'm
20? 20.
So, yeah, ooh. It works. It's trying to get the youth into gambling, so it worked perfectly. She sucked.
I like it, too.
It would have been cooler if it was Miss Pac-Man.
Miss Pac-Man was one of my favorite games.
I know. This was one of my favorite games.
Is this kind of like ripping off our childhood? I mean, we got a pretty big geek council sitting here.
I mean, we take our childhood, all the stuff that we had that we were fans of as kids, G.I. Joe, Voltron, Transformers. That stuff was just selling toys. That's all it was. It's like, you know, our childhood was toys.
Our childhood, I mean, you know, you can keep them. I mean, there's yours to scratch off and see if you win. And hopefully you can win up to $888. Wow. But yeah, what these are Pac-Man lottery cards. Basically, it's Pac-Man on the front, and you got the six ghosts or six of the...
That's all.
Three of the four ghosts. Blah, blah, let me repeat that. But
can you name any of the ghosts?
Inky, Pinky,
Pinky, Blinky, yeah,
and Clyde.
Yeah.
The thing is, why is it only Iowa Lottery $888? That's all the state has.
That's all the state can afford out of the lottery coffers.
And more than one winner and shit. They're like, hold on a second. Whoa.
You're getting your shipments of corn. Nice. All right, Trent, you got some music for us?
Yeah. Why don't we go ahead and? Ooh, no, I don't. I didn't load it. Hold on. Let me load it.
Oh, I got to load.
This is my surprise face.
Your surprise face? He says he's got
it. Say the word. I've got it right here.
No, I got it. I just didn't load it up answering this damn phone. Oh, my God. No, I don't. But I don't
Bring up my...
I don't even have your board ready to go, God damn it.
Bring it up.
Are you texting?
No.
Of course she's texting.
That's all she does.
All right. I got it.
She takes a shit in text.
All right. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. We'll be back in just a moment.
Some people got to have it. Some people. A woman will sell her precious body for a small piece of paper. It carries a lot of weight. For that me, great almighty dollar. Talking about.
again. God help us all.
All right.
Spank it, spank it, spank it, spank it.
So we got a few minutes spank before. It, spank it, spank did someone leave their coat in the green room?
That's my coat.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what the hell?
That's a windbreaker.
Why is the green door
the green open? Door.
The green door. The green
somebody's
door.
Got group sex on his mind.
Wow.
Yukake with a kafasake.
All right, folks, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online, spankwagon.net. Now, I want to go through this because we forgot to in the first segment. If you want to join us, go to spankwagon.net, click on the chat link, and you can open up the chat room and, well, join us. Actually, we see Nisi in there, Toe and Vert. Nice to see everybody in there.
Hey, Nisi's your favorite black man. You never want to see me when I'm on the show.
We also have, we have the webcam. I finally got that up and running. We have our telephone. We took out a couple lines, so now it's only the $10,000 phone. But you can give us a call, 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257. We'd love to hear from you. Of course, don't forget, we have email, radio@spankwagon.net. You can email the show that way, too. So now we got a few minutes because here in a little bit, we're going to be bringing on, well, what all we have? We had Derek from Comic Oasis already.
Yep.
Who do we have next, Murph?
Next up, we should have John from Take. Apparently, they have a new song that they want to play. So, you know, we love playing their stuff.
Absolutely.
That's an awesome one. And then a little bit later on tonight, we are going to have Mike Stark. Mike Stark, if you've been following, is the blogger who blogs, I think it's...
CallingAllWingnuts.com.
Yeah, CallingAllWingnuts.com. He has his own site, plus he's a commentator on Daily Kos. He's currently being harassed by the good old people at Fox for, just doing to them what they usually do to other people.
So we'll get him on here in a little bit and talk to him about that.
Have some real fun with that.
We have typical news, and actually, we got news stuff and news stuff. So we got a little bit of time to kill here. We finally came up with a name, but I... No, is your mic even switched on?
Oh, did you turn it off?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
You can?
Yes.
Okay.
Can't you hear yourself?
No.
Jesus.
Wow.
Wow, we got a swift one here, don't we?
No kidding. So, all right. So you kind of have a name now.
Yay.
It was kind of given to you by Decaf, and it was one of those things where we were like, we got to think of a name. And
it just came to me because all day she's been bugging me about Mike Stark, about asking, like, who is he? Who's the guy? Who's the guest? Who's the guy? Who's the guest? Who's the... So I was like, fuck, you sound like fucking Scrappy Dude. You just keep asking. I was like, hey, that wouldn't be a bad day. Scrappy, because then, you know self-defense, so you're Scrappy.
That's cool.
You always want to fight everybody.
You know self-defense? You're one of those, you hold your keys in your hand, a little fist coming out. No!
Weren't we just talking about this? Yeah, like, I do. I hold my key, like, ready to stab somebody if they come at me.
That's awesome. How's that going to work if he's got a gun pressed against the back of your head?
then I get shot because I don't get in a car with anybody. Then he shoots me. On a serious note, though, what are you going to do? You're going to get in the car with him, and he's going to, rape you, have his way with you, and then shoot you anyway, so I'd rather...
So it's like a win-win situation for everybody involved.
Right? Thanks.
Oh, speaking of which, we were talking outside, and what happened to good old Wes? What did you do to him?
What?
Did you...
Oh, his eyebrow ring.
Oh, no. First you kung fu kick the dude in the head.
Could you quit fucking up the people we want to have on the show? Because if you beat the shit out of them, none of them are going to want to come back.
We're still tight. He thought he could take me, and I thought I could take him. And
did he try and stick it in your butt?
No. No.
So that wouldn't be a problem. so that wouldn't be a problem then?
Anyway, so
is it your mom listening? Let's get in depth on that.
I don't know.
She's not in the chat room.
Is she? She's not. She's probably not then. She wants to, but soon probably. She's at work, so.
So anyhow, you were fighting or?
Yeah, we were wrestling around.
Okay.
We normally wrestle around.
You ripped his fucking eyebrow ring out?
Yes.
He liked it.
He liked it?
No, he lost it. It came out. Like, I didn't rip it out.
Okay, so there's no blood.
No.
You say you ripped it out. See, you fucking changed your fucking story.
It's the same thing as like,
just like a woman.
It falling out.
Change your
no.
story.
No.
Okay, I hit it out of his eyebrow somehow. It didn't.
It was just a glancing blow and it just mysteriously disappeared from his eyebrow. I had nothing to do with it. My fist was in the general vicinity, but I didn't really cause said injury.
I was going to say, how do you. It wasn't gravity, but it wasn't. Oh, wait. It wasn't gravity.
Hence the name. Okay, that's hence the name Scrappy, okay?
Uh-huh. You knocked out his piercing, you didn't hurt. Okay, I'm still confused
on
this one.
Well, I've knocked his contact into his eye. I've knocked out a piercing. You know?
And she's not even sucking his dick. That's the really funny part.
You know? That much, I can see why he has, like, the metal band, you know, because he loves the violence and everything.
That's good stuff.
Apparently. If you can withhold or withstand it, you know.
Again, the shit that guys will go through just to get a piece of ass, it never ceases to amaze me.
That is very true.
Well, you gave me the article. I didn't get to read it because, you know, my reading is real slow. But I guess from what I've heard, you guys said that $100 bottle of Jack Daniels got...
All right, give me the fucking article.
That fucking hurts. I can't even read it.
I caught this because I was reading the paper today, and I saw this, and I immediately thought of you when I read it, but 2,400 bottles seized in a raid. This is in Nashville. There's a sobering thought. Hundreds of bottles of Jack Daniel's whiskey, some of it almost 100 years old, may be dumped down the drain unceremoniously because authorities suspect it was being sold by someone without a license. Official seized 2,000...
Fascist pigs.
Official seized 2,000...
Damn the man. Save the empire.
They seized 2,400 bottles late last month during a warehouse raid in Nashville and Lynchburg, the southern Tennessee towns where the whiskey is distilled. One of them is a 3-liter bottle. Can you imagine that? A 3-liter bottle of Jack Daniel's
getting
dumped.
I'll kill it on my birthday.
With an IV drip.
Another bottle is about 100-year-old. One seized bottle dates back to 1914, where with its sealant broken, it is said to be worth $10,000 on the collector's market.
Wow.
Damn, a nigga would hang for that shit in 1914.
No shit.
Take it and run. Just leave. Leave the country.
It's not called Lynchburg for nothing now.
Exactly. So basically, though.
100-year-old. Oh, that hurts. It really does.
Now, the collector, they're looking at the collector's market, investigating whether or not the bottles were being sold for the value of the bottle rather than the whiskey. If someone was making a profit on the whiskey, that's where the legal problems come in. You can sell a bottle, but you can't sell the whiskey inside. So they're trying. That's what they're trying to figure out.
This is
where
you say, "But wait, I want the bottle unopened. It has to be unopened because it has to. I have to have that preserved seal across the top, or else it's worthless."
Well, now let's say just if they're gonna pour it down, they can just put me at the end of that toilet, and
well, you
and
know,
I'll just suck it as much as I can.
I could see him licking the toilet bowl too.
I've seen him lick the toilet bowl.
Rim job.
Oh, and then he can just stay there for the rest of the night too.
So, yeah, I thought of that, and I realized that you would be very sad to know that
fucking hurts right there. I can't even read the article.
100.
My eyes go blurry when I see that.
Where's the other one? Where's the other paper?
I gave it to you.
I gave it to him.
So it's wherever he put it. Yeah, we'll get to that a little later. Something tells me that tonight we may end up going late. I'm not sure on that yet, though.
Oh, that's right, kiddies. If we go late, you know what that means.
No podcast, and everything is pretty much open, free game.
Which means those of you listening live, you get some special treats.
Buffer overrun?
Yep, buffer overrun. So we may run into that tonight.
We're going to have a man nipple rub fest. It'll be great.
Can I switch chairs?
Yeah, go for it.
You
can have a seat right here.
To bring this
Mike
here.
5 is now up for you. Mike 5 is good for you now.
You was talking all that shit. You talk about his two phones.
Nah, I'm not scared.
Remember his two phones?
What?
No, no, no. She's not scared of a fight. She's scared of his finger creeping up her asshole.
I'm not. I could take
it. Not a finger. It's a fist.
what are you trying to up? You even
point proven.
Thank you. Okay, for those of you at home, what just happened? Murphy just had to run out because he got a phone call.
On one of his phones.
We don't even know which phone. So
or pager.
Or whatever the fuck else he has.
Jesus. Yeah, smoke signal generator. What the fuck? Holy flaming wallet, Batman. All right, so yeah, he's back. Murphy's back. We could talk about him now. He's in the green room. Can't defend himself, right?
Oh, the green room is back up and running, too?
Green room's back up and running so he can hear us. So... yeah, it's been a lot of change. Like, we even lost two lines on our phone. So we still have a multi-line phone, but we lost two of our lines.
Well, they cut it back.
Well, when Papa Joe left, they're like, yeah, that's too fucking expensive. Clip.
Damn, just like that. Huh?
Yeah, $150 to $300
savings. You didn't put a fight to Spank Wagon.
We don't get any calls, dude.
We do get, I mean, we not from our listeners.
No. But as a matter of fact, why Murphy was freaking out when we had Derek in here, it was because we had first on the line was the studio engineer asking me to move something, and the second line rang, and it was a fucking telemarketer.
So he thought you got the call that you have to go? You have to run out like that one night?
No. Oh. Shit. No. That still pisses me off when that shit happens. You gotta come home now. Something's happened. What? I don't know. All right. We'll be right there.
Yeah, no.
Lock your head. My wife locks herself out of the house, calls me panicking. She was in the neighbor's house, warm, safe, and dry. Okay, what's the problem?
How does she lock herself out of the house?
Okay.
There's always a way to
No. Not with my wife. Not with my wife.
No.
No. She left her keys in the car on that one. There's times where she's left her keys in the house. There's time. Oh, my favorite's when the wallet, the money, and the cards and the driver's license has been pitched in the trash several times. She's lost two credit cards.
She sounds like Steph.
She's lost two credit cards.
You could bring Steph on the show.
Should I?
She wouldn't talk though, I don't think.
So yeah, there's several times. I mean, it's just constant, and you know, about twice. Once every other year, my wife has to make a special trip to the DMV to replace a lost license.
That often?
Yeah. There's several times I have to call the bank and cancel credit cards about once a year, about an average rate.
You need to confiscate.
You know, I'd love to, but, you know, that's going to start more of a fight. Man. Hey,
did she just say confiscate?
Confiscate. Hey, we even got another call on the line. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air. Hello? Guess not.
You are the weakest link.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Yeah, we got dial tone, so I don't know what's going on.
I don't know
there.
If that's dial tone, if it's more like gurgling.
Well, that's because we're talking.
Oh.
So our guest in the studio?
Those guys are there, but...
We need to go to a really quick break so you can make a phone call.
That's right.
So why don't we go ahead? We're going to cut to another really ass quick break.
Well, not really ass quick, but fairly quick. And then when we come back, we'll be back. You know what?
We're going to play soap opera theme song?
Let's stretch it out for another 5 minutes. Let's stretch it out for another five.
All right, we'll stretch it out.
Keep going then.
All right, so what'd I miss?
We're talking about how his wife has to go to the DMV once a year to replace.
Because my wife loses credit cards and her wallet every about once a year.
That's fantastic.
It is.
I got to tell you somebody, I love your wife, but she'd lose her own ass if it wasn't glued to the back of her legs.
No shit. I will 100% agree with you.
She's not exactly the most competent person I've ever met in my life. She's
a
sweetheart,
she's
though.
She's competent, but she's...
Scatterbrained.
Yes, because like what she'll do and how she loses this stuff all the time. I yell at her like I own her.
Really? I never would have guessed that. I'm not buying you a new car till you can keep this one clean. Motherfucker, I thought there were two names on the checking account.
No, on that car, only hers.
On the checking account, I thought there were two names.
Oh, there is.
That's right.
Yeah, but she can't spend anything. Because she withdraws the entire bank account every time she does. We never get out of Target without spending $100.
What the fuck?
I don't
buy at Target?
That.
Oh, you buy two items and
two
shit.
Two items?
That's Target.
Swear to God, it's
the
diapers.
Shower curtains for $50 and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fucking Target. Nothing in there should be that expensive. No, I have a real problem with that.
Shit in there. Yeah, I have a problem with that too.
All right, but basically what she does is she'll go shopping, she'll throw her keys and wallet into the grocery bag or whatever and leave it in there. Dig her keys out, you know, like it's like another backpack. And then what'll happen, she gets her keys, she goes and drives.
Same.
But then she throws away the bags after she takes everything else out and leaves her wallet in there.
Wow.
Scrap, you look like you got something to say.
Say
there.
It.
She's going to get robbed.
No shit.
Oh, wow.
No shit.
Like, I mean, people are taking children out of shopping carts. What makes you think that they're not going to take your wallet?
Exactly. But you live on the side of town where they do that, where someone will come up to you outside of Albertsons and... with a gun and take your cart and walk away with your cart after you bought groceries.
See, we live in a predominantly white neighborhood where as you walk out, the guy follows you to take the cart back in so it doesn't have to sit outside and get too warm for someone else to put their hands on.
That's pretty much it, actually.
Yeah. See, the thing is, though, I don't get a cart, and this is what you've got to train her not to do. Do not get a cart because you will fill it up. I only buy what I can carry. And it saves
you
money.
So you just stuff
it in
your bra.
Met Mark.
If I get a cart,
you never met Trench's wife, did you?
No,
she could carry two honey baked hams, a Thanksgiving turkey, and the rest of the fixins without even walking out with one arm full.
Yeah.
Oh.
She's a big lady. She's
no, she's wait.
I mean,
whoa,
I'm sorry.
Whoa,
no,
whoa,
that
whoa,
came out
whoa,
wrong.
Whoa,
whoa, that came out wrong.
Whoa. Wow. Whoa. Okay, first off, my wife is 5'2".
God damn, I got out of here.
1 1/4. She's not a fucking linebacker. I don't know where the hell you get off saying that shit.
She's got that mom ability.
Oh, that I can agree
She's
with.
She's got that mom ability to be able to carry.
I'm going
to
buy him a shovel.
You know.
I don't need your help, darling. Trust me. I put myself in the hole enough. It's, I've noticed that my wife can do it to a degree, but Mark's wife, she can manage.
But you got to understand, my wife's a teacher. She has to manage a classroom full while making 1,000 copies and still beating the district off because they're still all a bunch of idiots.
But it's not even that. She's a mom, which means she can carry the baby bag, the purse, the extra purse, the backpack, all the other gear, the toys, everything you need in one arm while getting the keys out the other side to unlock the door to get in.
Can she manage to lose it all at the same time?
She's a big lady.
She's never lost.
That's not like fucking her. I haven't heard shit since a big lady. I haven't heard shit since then.
You've seen my wife.
You up here like you've backstepping like about. But I'm.
She's
a mama.
She's
and
a
she
big
go,
lady.
And she could go. And she could go sideways. And she could go to the east and the west. And
I'm talking about.
Her arms are all the way.
Her arms can
stretch
out.
She's a big lady.
No, she's got wingspan. She's got wingspan. You can't deny that. She's got wingspan.
Which okay. Guy, yeah, but Change she's not subject. A big lady. I mean, just saying.
Wow. She's a big lady.
That's whoops. Well, yeah.
Wow. Whoops.
Hi, Trencher. Does your brain aggress? Wait. Home?
You know, and
somebody say steak.
You know, and that's just wow.
Oops.
And you're talking about watching vagina on the big screen TV that you can dive into.
Did you notice how his voice is clear the fuck up? When he started backtracking and shit, it was like no coffin, no horse. He was like, well, see, what I was trying to say was...
Well, the Buckley's is the Buckley's is finally starting to take
Bullshit.
Effect.
He got scared.
Yeah, he Whoops. Did. Because it's not me he has to worry about. It's when I play this back for her.
I don't even have to worry about her.
So...
She'll
right.
come over, she'll yell at me, I'll hand her 3 drinks, next thing you know, we're playing Guitar Hero.
That's true. My wife's a lush, but that's another story altogether.
No, your wife is not a lush, you just have no perspective for that. Your wife likes to have a couple of drinks and have a good
time. A couple
time.
Of drinks, go Frodo, and we're not going to say any more about that tonight.
Oh, no, that night, that's
so
that's
how
something
about them
special.
Yankees?
Go right. Frodo, I want to hear about go Frodo.
You'll hear about it later. All right, we're going to go to a quick break, line up all of our guests in order, I guess.
Wow.
We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to the greatest... Wait, we got to give her a try. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Big Lady.
I was going to say Big Lady Radio.
Spankwagon Radio.
She says it so quietly.
What do you want me to do? Scream it?
Yes.
Yes.
Like you just ripped out somebody's eyelid.
Oh, my God. Oh, here we go.
And here we go with the fun. We're just going to go. That's You're Mike. Listening to Spankwagon Radio. We'll be back in just a moment.
GTO, wear a uniform, a line of government loan. beating my brains. I know I'm beating my brains. With liquor and drugs. With liquor and drugs. Well, I'm just a mind guy. Of course, I've had it in my ear before. Could have lost for life. Could have lost for life.
Quarter down your top.
All
wow.
Right.
I'm surprised he'd give me a quarter, not a penny.
Do I have any change? Let's
you
see.
You wouldn't
here.
Have any change. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
On the phone with us live here, guys, is a guy who's gotten a little bit of attention lately.
A little bit?
He's done what all of us have wanted to do for a very long time. He's managed to do to Bill O'Reilly what Bill O'Reilly takes pleasure in doing to the rest of the world. Mike, are you there?
Yeah, man. How are you?
There he is. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Stark.
Hello.
This is where the rest of you guys applaud.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
There we go.
All right.
Okay, so Mike, tell the world who you are.
Well, it goes back, I guess, a couple of years now. I had a dirty little habit, really. I used to call talk radio. I felt like I was really closeted because it's such a geeky thing to do, you know? But, you know, what happened was just vacuuming my house one day, and the radio's on, and nothing's good, and I'm flipping through the channels, and I hear this guy talking about the Iraq War, and, geez, I know what he's saying is a lie, so I call in, and all of a sudden the habit's formed. It's like crack, man, or it was for a geek like me. So before you knew it, I discovered Bill O'Reilly on the radio, and I started calling him fairly regularly. And, you know, eventually, I got to know him a little bit. And one of the weird things about him is if you're an enemy of his, he doesn't want to say your name. So he calls Al Franken, Stuart Smiley, and he says the host of the 8 o'clock show on MSNBC instead of saying Keith Olbermann's name. And he used to never, be willing to say Media Matters for America. That's changed a little bit. So I used to tweak him by calling the show and saying these things and making them. Well, I mentioned one day that, the best place you could go for the truth on the internet was Media Matters. And he threatened to come to my house. So that was our first run, and Paul Krugman wrote that up in his article, and this is like probably about 2 years ago now. Soon after that, he put a petition up on his website saying that Keith Olbermann's shows would be taken off in MSNBC. So I recruited a whole bunch of people on the internet to call into his show and tell him how much they enjoyed Keith Olbermann's show, and they disagreed with Bill.
How many people did you recruit?
We probably had about 40 people, and I think about 20 people got through that week.
Nice.
Yeah, so Thursday afternoon, finally, Bill's just sick of this, and evidently he got caller ID or something. And he says, the Fox News police will be visiting you guys. You're going to get a little visit from the authorities.
That
you're
was
in big
you?
Trouble. Yeah, man.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for doing the research there, Trench.
Oh, no, I didn't put the two and two together. I didn't.
See, I knew because you told me that. Yeah, mm-hmm. You told me the background behind it.
I've had a pretty amazing couple of years. You guys remember Hannity Sucks Ass, the sign at the Ned Lamont headquarters?
Yes.
Yep.
That was me.
nice.
That made the Daily Show. Yeah, I love Fox. I mean, Fox is, they're just too
it's
easy.
It's great entertainment.
The low-hanging fruit, you know what I mean? Even a retard like me can beat up on those guys. So, most recently what ended up happening was Bill O'Reilly decided to start harassing people that were sponsoring the yearly Coast Convention. Now, I'm a blogger, and I want to see the blogosphere succeed because I think it's really meritocratic thing. I just love the blogosphere. Anyone can do it, So when he attacked this Yearly Coast thing, he one of the things was he ended up sending a film crew out to the home of the CEO of JetBlue because he had donated a couple of plane tickets in exchange for sponsorship of the event. So when I saw that, I figured, well, you know, if he can go to people's homes, I'm a blogger, I'm a journalist, I can go to his home. So I did. I visited him at his home.
And you brought a camera with you.
I'm sorry?
And you brought a camera with you.
Yeah, I brought a camera with me, and I brought some other things with me, too. You folks familiar with the Andrea Macris lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, Murphy is. Yes. I'm not.
All right. You know, I know you're on the web. I'm not sure how much I can say, but...
You can say whatever you want, man. Totally free.
the pleadings, the allegations in this lawsuit were that, you know, he called this young woman that worked for him, an assistant producer, while he was masturbating into the phone. And when he got done, when he got finished, he'd thank her for it, and she mentioned something. Bill, you got to stop doing this. It's not appreciated. You know, I don't like it. He says, well, if you ever breathe the word, I'll destroy you. You know, I've got more lawyers than you do. I'll get private investigators looking into your past. I'll dredge up all sorts of things, and you'll wish you were never born. So, you know, I printed up like 30 copies of these pleadings and distributed them to all his neighbors at 6:30 in the morning, just leaving them on their, you know, car windshields and porch steps and whatnot. I put a whole bunch of signs up through his neighborhood saying things like, Bill O'Reilly can't be trusted with your daughter, Bill O'Reilly pervert, Bill O'Reilly liar, Bill O'Reilly cheater, da-da-da-da. On the street that he had to take to leave to go to work. So, the best one, I think, was Andrea Macris has your cash right across the street from his house.
Nice.
Yeah, it's kind of... Because he ended up settling this lawsuit for, like, millions of dollars. So,
it was like
at about 8 o'clock after I'd finished distributing all these things, I walked back to his house, and my camera guy said, Mike, and I look up, and there he is. And I didn't realize it at the time, but I didn't give him one of these court filings. And I walked up his driveway, he was looking at one, and he was ashen. And at 8:30 in the morning, with bedhead, no makeup on, in shorts and a t-shirt, let me tell you, he is one ugly bastard.
Yeah, that had to have been scary to look down the barrel of.
It was pretty awful, man. I mean, I'm glad I had been up a little while before if that had been the first thing I saw in the morning, I don't know how his wife does it. Anyway,
he's rich.
So I walked up and, you know, put my camera on him, and, you know, it was kind of anticlimactic. He looked at me and said, you know you're on my property, right? I said, well, I'll leave if you want me to, but I'm hoping you'll take a walk through your neighborhood with me. And, you know, he started walking down to the end of his driveway with me. I thought he was really going to take a walk. He bent over, and he picked up, get this, the New York Times. He subscribes to the New York Times.
All right.
I think everyone needs to know that, because he's bashing them all the time. He picked it up and then turned around and walked back into his house, and I shot him some questions. You know, one of the things in the Macris lawsuit, he was talking about what he'd do to her with falafel in the shower. So I was just curious, how do you keep that together in the shower? I mean, it gets soggy and falls apart. And
no one likes
a
soggy falafel.
Came out of that. So, you know, I kind of mocked him a little bit.
A little bit?
Left.
Mike, a little bit?
Yeah.
Come on now, you beat the guy up pretty well, and he was well deserving of every piece of it.
Well, we're not done. I ended up leaving there, and you know, a couple of weeks later, not even 2 weeks later, actually, he's back on TV again talking about how he's not going to take it anymore from these secular progressives. He's going to their houses. He's going to where they live. He's not going to take it. He's going to stand up for America. So I called into his radio show, and like I said, they've got caller ID, so they know exactly who I am. And the game is I call in, and they put me on, okay, what do you want to say? And you say what you want to say, and they put you on hold, and I end up holding for the rest of the show, and they never put me on. It took me two or three times to realize what's going on, but I caught on. So I called in, and I said, you know, this is Mike Stark. First of all, I want my signs back, the ones I left at his house. I'm wondering if I can stop by and pick those up. And second of all, I want to know why I shouldn't share Bill's address with other bloggers that want to visit him at his home and get their own story.
Oh, wow.
Because he's going to people's homes, you know? So provide me with an argument. Tell me why I shouldn't tell people where Bill lives.
In other words, why shouldn't you, as opposed to why shouldn't he? Kind of that self-defeating argument.
Yeah. I mean, just tell me why if you're going to go to people's homes, people can't go to your home. And you know, they put me on hold, so I tried the next day and with the same question. And you know, the next thing I did was I heard Larry Sabo, who was a professor at my university, University of Virginia, on his show in the afternoon. So I sent a quick email over to Sabato saying, hey, listen, I want the opportunity to present you with information that caused any responsible human being to never want anything to do with Bill O'Reilly ever again. You know, you're damaging your reputation here. Let me save you from yourself. I left him a voicemail saying pretty much the same thing. And it turns out he sent those to Fox News. So finally, we're at the reason I'm in the news these days. And the reason is the top lawyer at Fox News sent a letter to my the dean of my law school saying, you know, investigate this guy's conduct for violations of your student standard of conduct or code of conduct or whatever it is. And also, you know, you want to keep a close eye on this guy because if he can't pass the character and fitness review when he goes to, you know, sit for the bar exam, it's going to reflect badly on your school. So essentially they wanted to get me kicked out of law school.
Right.
And effectively ruin the rest of your life.
Yeah, exactly. But there's no there. Everybody that's seen that letter has said, no, there's no there, including the dean. The dean said, no, there's nothing I can do with this. You didn't do anything wrong. He says, you know, a lot of people have told me they didn't think it was right for me to go to his house and, you know, distribute the signs and all that stuff. They said it may have been a little bit over the line. But, you know, I'm an activist. Activists don't stay in neat little boxes. Sometimes we have to, you know, do something a little out of the ordinary.
Right. Sometimes you got to break out of that free speech zone and do what needs to be done.
Well, you know, as a future lawyer, I've got to pretty much comply with the law, and I did all that. You know, I talked to counsel. I talked to lawyers before. I made sure everything I did was legal. But anyway, so it's just another chapter in the Stark-O'Reilly saga. I can't wait to meet the guy.
Cool. All right. We have some questions here. First up, one of the co-hosts here, Decaf. You had a question?
Okay. You know Bill O'Reilly was always on the Michael Jackson case. Michael Jackson is, he's paying off people. Why he get the real story. So why did he stop talking about Michael as soon as he paid off that woman?
You know, I can tell you. You ever go to Media Matters?
No, I haven't.
It's a fantastic site. Howard Dean made a mistake. Somebody asked him what his favorite book in the New Testament was, and he said the Book of Job, and it ends up it's in the Old Testament or something like that. Bill O'Reilly on the radio show today said, you know, the Book of Revelations, what was it, written 5,000 years ago?
Oh, my God.
You know, it's what, 2007 AD, after the death? It's hilarious. The guy's really nuts. So yeah, you'll find all sorts of... you know, stupid mistakes he makes on his show. Because, you know, as dim-witted as I am, I double his IQ.
That's awesome. Now, one question I have. What other major, has any other major media outlets like Oberman or, anybody that's against O'Reilly, has anybody wanted to talk to you and kind of tell your side of the story in even greater detail?
Well, that's kind of funny because after I did that thing at O'Reilly's house, I got Olbermann's second worst person in the world. The third, the bronze prize, went to Rush Limbaugh, who I've also had run-ins with. And the worst person in the world that night was Bill O'Reilly. So, you know, Olbermann didn't like it. He said, you know, there were some things that, you know, the good guys just don't do. And, you know, harassing a guy at his house before he's had his morning coffee, I guess, fits into one of the things that Olbermann doesn't think should be done.
You know,
but it's funny, too, because, I mean, I'd been on Olbermann's show before for, well, he talked about me in terms of the whole Olbermann petition, you know, the Fox News police, he had run a segment on his show about that. So he knew who I was from that, and then I was actually on his show because I got involved in the George Allen race here as the guy that was tackled at, I don't know if you remember this, last Halloween they tackled me at a campaign event because I was asking him if he had spit on his wife, his first wife. So Olbermann had me on. So,
wow.
So I mean, we had this little bit of history here, and I was at the Yearly Coast when I look up at the bar TV, and there's my picture, and I'm the second worst person in the world. So, no, since then, nobody's actually come out and asked me to comment on this stuff. But I'm working on it.
Now, I know Raw Stories has picked this story up, and it was exclusive to them. I've seen it start to be picked up by a couple of other news outlets in the Google News. I think this is something that definitely needs to be made a big deal out of. I mean, these guys are going out of their way to target one guy who's just saying what they don't want to hear. And they're doing the exact same thing. They're doing it to Rosie O'Donnell. They're doing it to the CEO of JetBlue. They're doing it to people. So why is it okay for them? You know, I think it's important that people know what's going on here with this.
Well, the other thing they're always talking about are frivolous lawsuits in this litigious society we live in. Well, they sued Al Franken for his book, and it was laughed out of court. They sent a letter to the guy that runs BillO'ReillySucks.com and threatened him, and he's still up and running. And some other guy wrote a book about Bill O'Reilly, and they sent a letter out to him threatening him. I mean, they constantly abuse the legal process. So, you know, the next step in this, and something that may make headlines, I really have to research this because I could be putting myself in a difficult position, is I'm researching whether or not it's appropriate for me to file an ethics complaint with the New York State Bar against Diane Brandy, who is the top lawyer at Fox, the one that wrote the letter to my dean. There is a disciplinary rule. If you're a member of the New York State Bar, you're not allowed to make frivolous assertions meant merely to harass. So there's some legal language there that I have to parse, and I have to take a look at what would happen if, you know, my claim against them was found to be without merit, whether or not that would impact my ability to sit for the bar exam. But, you know, I'm thinking that I'd love to see a headline that says our top lawyer at Fox News under ethical investigation or ethics investigation or ethical cloud or whatever.
Right.
So that may be the next step.
Okay.
I actually had a question. How do you go about getting Bill O'Reilly's address in the first place?
Well, that's funny. Somebody emailed me the website. There were pictures of his house, and, you know, it's public information. He bought the house in his own name, and really that's all I'm going to say, because I don't necessarily want to publicize his address everywhere. I don't want him publicizing my address. So,
but essentially, you know,
we'll keep it fair, but it is public. It's a matter of public record.
Yeah, and I'm going to spoil it just a bit. I'm knowing you're not saying it, but I'm saying it. Just figure out what county he lives in, and there's a website for that. There you go. So that's interesting.
So you haven't broken any laws in obtaining this information. Yes, there's maybe a line you crossed in as far as behavior goes, but so what? Big deal. You didn't break any law, and you didn't do any damage.
One question I have is what was his neighbor's reactions to the signs and the information?
I'd really like to know. I'd really, really like to know. I'm betting that most of them already knew about this, but, you know, I put a big old stamp on the outside of these manila envelopes that said urgent Nassau County sexual pervert alert. You know, I wanted it to look, somewhat official, but, you know, so that any reasonable person would know that it wasn't really official. You know what I mean? So I use the word pervert instead of sexual offender because he's not a sexual offender.
Right.
I'd really like to know what his neighbors thought about that. But you know, the thing is, for me, it all boils down to accountability. These guys really are unaccountable. The Rush Limbaughs, the Sean Hannitys, the Bill O'Reilly, they can get up there and say whatever they want. They can smear whoever they want to smear. They can lie about whoever they want to lie about. And who's holding them accountable? You know, people camp out on Paris Hilton's lawn. Why aren't people camping out on this guy's lawn saying, you know, stop your lies or whatever? So for me, it was about providing this. In fact, as I walked up his driveway, the first thing I said was, Mr. O'Reilly, this is your accountability moment. And, you know, that's what it was. I wanted to provide him a moment of accountability. But that's all he said. I mean, he sexually harassed this woman. Fox News paid her millions of dollars. She went away. He still got his job. I mean, this guy gets away with everything.
Hey,
well,
all right, Mike,
you know,
Mike.
We got one question here.
Okay, well, I know you know the whole history of Bill O'Reilly and everything. So how did Hannity and Bill O'Reilly, how did they all get these shows on Fox? Did they all start from radio, or did they just, or do you know that, you know, what was the history behind, you know, piling all these assholes
on
one station?
I know O'Reilly used to do a current affair, and he used to work at ABC,
he'd
sit in for Peter Jennings every now and then. Hannity just was great at self-promotion. He started out at a college radio station, did something really controversial. there where they kicked him off the air. Then the ACLU came to his rescue and got him his job back, and he said, well, I don't want to go back to work there. So he moved to Atlanta and put an ad in the Trade Journal saying the most controversial college broadcaster in America, someone gave him a job. And then when Fox News started up in 1996, Roger Ailes reached down, and he was still pretty much an unknown, and pulled him up and put him on TV. So, you know, Hannity's fame all came through Fox News. O'Reilly, Inside Edition or Current Affair, I can't remember. One of
I think it was a Current Affair. Where he won the Peabody Award or the Polk Award or whatever the fuck he calls it.
After he left.
So my question to you, Mike, is you know, say this does go down and somehow the university buckles and they throw you out. What's your
There's no way that's going to happen. I mean, the dean flat out told me that's not going to happen, okay. that he's not taking any action with regard. I didn't do anything wrong. I mean, there's just absolutely nothing they can see in that letter that points to me doing anything wrong.
Outstanding. So as long as your ass is covered, that's the important thing, because it's great to have activists, but if an activist gets shut down over something like this, then it really sucks. So it's
good
that
would really suck is if I went through 3 years of law school, and then at the end of the 3 years of law school, when I went through the character and fitness review, the character and fitness review took a look at this and said, no, we can't certify you to be a lawyer, because now I've got $120,000 in debt, and I can't practice law. So
yikes.
So that's the whole reason that, you know, I'm looking at options against Fox News.
All right, and to be fair, you know, to some of our listeners, because we're primarily a geek radio show, but could you explain the character and fitness review for everybody out there?
Yeah, after you graduate law school, they you know, go through your entire life with a fine-tooth comb and make sure that you're not a thug or a criminal trying to become a lawyer that's going to reflect negatively on the profession. It's an old boys club. You know, you've got to have recommendations from other lawyers to get to be a lawyer and, you know, all the rest. So
okay.
It's just one of the steps you take.
Isn't that kind of funny? Reflect negatively on the profession of being a lawyer.
No, man. Shall I say Jack Thompson for computer geeks
Thank
out
you.
There?
So
it's a great inside joke amongst lawyers too.
Nice.
So Mike, what's next for you as far as being an activist goes?
You know, I don't know. We've got this election coming up. I live in Virgil Goode's district. I don't know if you remember that guy. He's the guy that said no Muslims should be in Congress. You know, he's just a real nasty bigot. So hopefully I'll be able to get involved in that race a little bit. I've also got a website up right now called notonerescent.com. And essentially what that is, you know, Democrats keep voting to fund the war, and they keep voting to, you know, confirm pro-torture attorney generals. And, you know, if they report out of the Senate or House, you know, capitulation on the FISA thing where they offer telecoms immunity, there's all sorts of political stuff where Democrats just aren't acting like Democrats. They're acting like
scared
George
asses.
Bush's bitch. And,
they try to save their seats. That's what they're doing.
Well, until they start doing the things that we put them in office to do, I'm kind of pissed off about it. So yep. I'm sick of people sending Democrats their blue dollars, expecting a progressive agenda to be put forth. And then the Democrats take those blue dollars and turn them red by passing George Bush's agenda, and that's all we've seen so far.
Yeah, that's exactly.
So I started this
seen.
Website, and I'm trying to redirect dollars away from Democrats. I've always got my foot in something. I'm a vet. I spent 4 years in the Marines. I'm looking to do a kind of a chicken hawk thing where we get an organization started where you know, vets chase down these Republican presidential candidates and try to figure out why their sons and daughters aren't fighting the war. You know,
right.
That's so important.
Yep.
You know,
and one question I have then is, what about you in politics in the future? Would you run for any local, state, national kind of seat or
no
position?
No way, man. I mean, to be a politician, you've got to stab so many people in the back. You've got to compromise so many principles. I mean, I don't trust any politicians. I just realize that some politicians are better than others. So, no, it's not a job I want. It's so much easier to sit on the outside and throw stones because you're unhappy than it is to actually do the job. I recognize that they've got tough jobs. I don't understand why anyone would want the job. I mean, it's really kind of a foul thing, you know, all the compromises of principle they have to make. I just couldn't do it. I I treasure my purity.
Nice.
Says the guy who wants to be a lawyer. All right, guys. So, guys, Mike Sark, remember, he's got a couple of websites, callingallwingnuts.com, which is a great website. It's a great blog. You should read it. And there's also notoneredscent.com. Check those out.
Calling All Wing Nuts is going to get better. It's been kind of defunct for a little while because I've been in law school. I've been busy. I got to get it fixed. I got to get it back. But you'll enjoy it when it's fixed.
And don't forget, Mike is a commenter over at Daily Kos. He does have his diaries.
Yeah, I'm everywhere. Just Google my name and you'll see a whole bunch of different stuff.
Exactly.
Just don't Google his address.
Mike, want to say a big thank you for coming on. And ladies and gentlemen, that was Mike Sark. Wow, that
was cool.
He's
man.
A ball I mean, of fire there, isn't he?
You know, that totally. And I will say this.
That guy's got
never
balls.
Piss him off. Yeah, because, you know, going to Bill O'Reilly's house and saying, hey, you
yes,
know,
that's,
boom.
That's big.
That's
time.
Nice. You know,
I'll sit here and talk shit about it, but I'm not going to Bill's house and shit.
Not,
but.
I'm too much of a pussy. I'm not going to do that. The thing is, in speaking of pussy and Fox News, all right, this was the funniest thing that someone online has put together. And I couldn't believe it when I saw it, and it was one of those things where if you really look at Fox News, Bill O'Reilly must be a program director as well because they show copious, that means a lot for you, Jessica, amounts of porn. Just making sure you know. We actually have their website, and this is something totally different. If we could just go ahead, and let me bring up Murph. I think I have you on channel 6.
Yeah, one
six.
Of these here.
If we can bring you up on that. This is FoxNewsPorn.com. It's a website that came out earlier this week, kind of got some exposure. Has a nice little video introduction for itself, too. What they're doing is they put together every video clip that has porn in it that is shown on Fox News.
Hold on. YouTube decided it was going to be a cock.
Nice. Like, did you load this early? No.
I had it loaded early, and then I pressed the pause button to play it, and it went, meh.
Fox News Porn. Check out Fox News Porn.
Everyone is trying to cross the line, and everyone's gone way too far.
We don't let our conservative values get in the way of showing you hot, young bodies.
You have an amazing body. Have you always had a good body?
Fox News gives us an endless supply of sexy videos.
I'm getting hard.
By the king of porn, Bill O'Reilly.
This is over the top. Roll the tape.
We spice up boring old business reports.
So is Paris actually a great American?
Shopping as a lifestyle.
She works, she makes money, she doesn't have to, and that's the most American of all qualities.
It's freaky deaky.
Even book reviews.
More of Anna Nicole's most intimate diary entries.
I want to have mad, passionate sex, throbbing, dripping sweat.
He blanked my blank, and blanked my blank blank until 5 a.m. I danced for him. And stuck a blank blank up my blank. I blanked all over us in bed.
And hard-hitting news.
Inside Dennis Hoff's exclusive brothel in Reno, Nevada.
Nevada has the answer. You know, we're a very conservative state.
Raw and uncensored.
At Fox News Porn, we're focused on the hot stories. We covered Anna Nicole Smith twice as much as CNN, and only covered the Iraq War half as much as MSNBC. Join today for the full clips.
Yeah, she's sitting here. She's, I don't know, boob job here. Sitting here, and she's asking me, "Is this real? Is this legit?
There's no way! Come
on. This is all stuff that's
100%
actually
legit. That's all what they did.
Because I heard Geraldo Rivera with his blank, 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 blank.
I can see them taking clips and doing this, but I can't see. Okay. This is not Fox News.
No,
no way.
The video clips that you saw where they had everything kind of blacked out and fuzzied and little stripes across everything was broadcasted on Fox News with the stripes and the blank outs and everything like that. The point is, though, is the fact that Fox News shows a lot of porn. They inject it in anywhere they really, truly can. When Anna Nicole came out, Fox News was all over that. White on rice, stink on shit.
Videos.
They were all over it.
They showed every video that she could. They could show her as scandalous, as skanky as she is.
TMZ, I think, only had as much as Fox News for coverage of Anna Nicole. And maybe not even nearly that much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they went hour to hour after hour after hour.
That's so what we're going to do right now, that was FoxNewsPorn.com.
F-O-X yeah, check that out. Yeah.
So you got to check it out. It was funnier than hell. And, of course, we just had on Mike Stark. You can find him callingallwingnuts.com and notoneredscent.com.
Check him out. Follow this, guys. Stay on top of this because you'd
attention.
Be surprised.
This is going to
get big. This is going to get big, and it's going to get real good.
So what we're going to do right now, we're going to go to a break. We got Take in the studio or in the
We got them in the green room. They'll be in just a few minutes.
So we'll be back in just a few moments. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio, baby.
Can't explain glacial motion while Los Angeles don't drop into the ocean. I can't unfold the layers of mystery or piece together the tragedy of history, 'cause those lucky suckers, they don't have to work. Big 3D billboards and big 30-foot smirks. Said she didn't like the smell of it, and then took her clothes off in a restaurant for the hell of it. I met a DJ who lived in seclusion. Reality and sobriety were her only delusions. And those lucky bastards, they didn't have to work. Big 3D billboards and big 30-foot smirks.
Thread. And please just please bury me with it. people who love bad news. We've lost the plot and we just don't choose. We are hummingbirds who are just not willing to move. And there's good news for people who love bad news. We are hummingbirds who are...
Yeah, before the song. This is where we do professional radio.
Yeah, you're doing the interview.
Well, wow, you're doing awesome. The interview, dude.
No, I'm not doing the interview. See, you had your headphones on. You missed that conversation.
No, he's doing the interview.
No,
you're doing the interview.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio, the most professional radio show on LV
Rocks. With the horsest motherfucker in the
planet.
Dude,
I'm so wrong. And I'm trying to stay away from the band guys because I don't want to get them sick because I know they got shit to do.
It's not like he's going to say any more than, you know, I mean.
We got white boys in the studio. White boys.
Yeah, they're not. Well, those two are scared of you. They're sitting over there.
You know, we've had more black people in the studio lately than white people.
Yeah, I know. I've been sweating every week. I quit carrying my wallet into the studio because of that.
You've been holding the N-word back. He's like, nice guy.
Your boy, Wes, yeah.
Wes scared the piss out of Mark.
Yeah, totally. Totally. And then I find out you rip his eyebrows out.
No. One. Oh,
yeah. This little thing right here ripped out a dude's eye. Wes from Dim. Ripped out his eyebrow piercing.
He could take me, though. He could take me. He's
gets all these microphones on.
Get all the mics on.
Yeah, that's not nice. Can
you
hear me now?
No, we can
hear
you
now. There we go. All right, guys. So in the studio, the guys from Take, we love you guys. We have you on all the time.
Thanks for having us again.
We have a new host, though. So we're going to play a new game. It's called Hi, Welcome Back for the First Time.
Okay.
And little Miss Scrappy here, she's going to interview you guys because we have new listeners all the time. And we have a new host. So, Scrap, why don't you go ahead and do an interview here?
Well,
she doesn't even know the music.
I don't know crap about this
That's
shit.
Perfect.
I don't know the music.
It's just like,
I don't
drop.
Know.
That's better.
Yeah, I'm like, it could be fucking Britney Spears shit
better.
For all I know.
It is.
So, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
I guess I should ask what kind of music it is.
It's really heavy with a lot of yelling and all sorts of stuff. You look really nice, though.
Oh.
I haven't met you before.
Oh, thank
What's
you.
What's your name?
Jess, or Scrappy, whatever.
Scrappy, all right.
Yeah, he was looking at your tits.
Yeah, I'm just...
You look really nice.
You look really nice. I'm like up here.
guys, make sure you hang around later. We're going to get the trampoline out and have her jumping jacks.
It's yeah!
Awesome. No, they're not. like a Atreyu?
A lot heavier than Atreyu.
Heavier than?
Yes.
So no singing whatsoever, just all scream.
I see him
shaking his head back there.
There's no singing, though.
No singing.
I try to get him to sing sometimes. I'm the singer, and he can actually sing. I can't actually sing. I try to get him to sing, but he won't do it.
They were trying to go
Why?
For a duet.
What's up with that?
It's just not the style of the music.
Linda Ronstadt, you know?
Yeah. Sing it.
I don't think the fan base that we have will react to it very well if we started doing that kind of stuff.
What kind of fan base is
that? They might call us sellouts, I think.
Yeah, they really like us for what we are already. And
why
fix something that's not broken?
Now, it was almost broken, almost gone.
Yeah, Dan,
since the last time we talked to you?
Yeah, Dan quit, so...
You quit!
Way to go,
you
Dan.
You bastard!
I'm the loser, I know.
The band actually broke.
What's her name?
What's her name? Yeah.
What's her name?
Well, she's actually sitting right next to me. Her name's Matt.
Wow. Oh, so you. To my next question.
Take it where?
Hey, we walked in the In and Out the other day, and there some guy was like, "Oh, look at those two dudes," because we were with our two guitar players, and then he was like, "Oh, look at the chick too, our drummer."
Oh. Oh.
I don't have a vagina.
So what happened that everything fell apart,
or
whatever?
Ask Dan. He's the one who quit.
You asshole.
Oh, Jesus.
I didn't even get a word out. I get an asshole already.
So.
It was just kind of hard for me. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't know where it was going because we were really unsteady with our members.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really worried about where I wanted to go. And then after about, I don't know, maybe a couple weeks or so not being in the band, I was getting real upset because I missed how fun it was and stuff. So I asked John if I could come back. Yeah, no,
cool.
I'm a bitch.
That's cool. No, that's cool, though.
He wrote me a comment on MySpace pretty much on his hands and knees saying, please, John, please.
Yeah, I had my mouth ready and open. All he had to do was pull his pants down.
Ready to take a shot in the mouth?
You know, I got to tell you guys, this is pretty cool. We you know, we've talked about it a little bit. We had the Wes from Dim in the studio a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And I just said, yeah, and the guys from Take, you know, they just played a show. They were playing a show in Boulder. He's like, oh, shit, Take's back together? You're fucking kidding me, right? He was fucking balls out. He was ready to go, man. I mean, you guys have such a huge following here in Vegas, and it's really cool that you guys have maintained that, and you haven't sold out.
It's taken a long time.
Now, speaking of following, we already have a caller on the line. So
Damn,
let's, why don't we,
sweet.
Yeah, wow. You know, Some people light up the phones, and then there's people like us where we don't.
Yeah, we have, so. Too bad we don't have a venue to play at.
Yeah, I need a venue. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
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 Hello, this is a Borat.
It's Borat.
It is Borat. I like a fake.
Okay,
right.
Borat.
What?
Hello. I like a fake.
Do you have a question?
Fuck Judge Bush.
Do you have a question there, Borat?
Yes, when is your next concert musical show?
When is your next show? All right, thank you, Borat.
That is very good, Adam.
Wow.
Actually, our next show is supposed to be on December 1st. It'll be an all-ages show if we can get it going. Most our all-ages shows in Vegas have been canceled, the last three of them, because we don't have a place to play. So hopefully we can get it going, but just check our MySpace, myspace.com/take. And then after that, we have a show December 8th.
Well, how long have you guys been playing, or when did the band start up, and why did it take so long before?
Well, it's let's see. I've been in the band for 3.5, almost 4 years, mm-hmm. and Dan's been in the band for over a year, and Matt's been in it for a little bit.
Now, is that all this time could put together, or is that with his broken time?
We've been through 17, 18 different band members.
Ooh,
so.
Fuck.
And I have a message.
Was I one of them?
It's Vegas. And I have a Vegas.
Were you a band member at one time, Decap? Just checking.
Probably
the
was.
We do
have a black guy in our band, though.
Yeah.
So he might be it. Actually, he has the biggest fro you've ever seen.
He does.
The biggest
it's
fro.
On what's his?
I don't know.
Was he here? Did he ever come to the show?
No.
You're talking about Marlon. You're talking about Marlon.
Yeah.
I'd love to see Marlon with a fro. You know, Marlon with a fro.
Oh, he's not with the other black guy.
He can't grow hair.
The only part of Marlon that's black is
Marlon with afro.
It'd be kind of like a fro hawk if it was Marlon. You know.
I swear, Marlon's like the resident Brian Gumbel here in Vegas.
He wears those Bill Cosby sweaters. It's
I love the guy. He's
Tank.
Great, but come on.
Tank.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
We're going to the studio.
So now the reason we got you guys here tonight is because you guys have a new song.
Yes. Yes,
and
sir,
what's the new song called?
It's called Walk Among the Dead.
That's awesome. Now, Scrap, you don't know, but Take is really cool. They're pretty much one of the premier political activist bands we've got here in Vegas.
That's because Vegas doesn't know how to handle politics.
Exactly. And, you know, I got to say, it's really cool that you guys have stayed true to that and you haven't, you know, well, let's just write something and play something that will get us a little radio play and then we can get our message out.
Like they said, they didn't want to sell out.
So what's the inspiration for the song?
Well, actually, this song is more faith-based for me. But
fuck sellout.
I have other lyrics and stuff that are faith based as well. But I like these guys aren't really into, you know, like the whole Christian thing. So I write the lyrics broad enough to where you can make your own decision with them and stuff. So, you know, just listen to the lyrics and whatever comes to you, that's how it's supposed to touch you.
Cool.
You know? Now let me ask Dan here. Dan, what do you think of the new song? Because I mean, you're.
I happen to think it's the best song we've ever written. It's actually probably the only. Probably the only song I ever want to play. I think I can just play that song 7 times and we'll be good.
Now, John here says that, you know, you don't have the same, you know,
No. I totally agree with what he's saying. I just happen to not choose a religion. I don't go to church or anything like that, but I have nothing against it. And, like, I'm not a straight edge, but we push for a straight edge crowd because we don't want kids out on the street doing a bunch of drugs and drinking stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I myself am not straight edge, but... We push for positive things, and I'm okay with everything John agrees. I agree with him 100%.
Are you still just kissing his ass so he don't get back into the band?
Well, nice.
I need him almost more than he needs me. So.
Now let's. Now I'm sorry, Matt. That's what do you think of this song, the new song? What's your opinion of it? I mean, you're obviously not gonna say, "Oh, it blows," and I don't want to play it. But
still stuck on the cunt thing. Okay.
Do I really have to bust out the deep voice?
Well, just
you
talk,
have to talk to the microphone to start.
At least talk to the microphone. Wait.
Yeah, you got to
get on,
get on the
microphone like it's a big black cock.
He's a drummer. He doesn't know anything about mics.
Oh.
Again.
Ouch.
Fuck you. Anyways.
We'll be talking
I think it's a good song. It's actually the first song that I recorded with him. So I'm happy with how it came out.
Now, and where do you stand on the whole, you know, it's obviously a faith-based song. Where do you stand on that? I mean, does it mean that same to you, or is it like
music,
with Dan, where it's just something that's really powerful?
He doesn't know anything about the lyrics. So.
Okay, all right. But wait.
Give me the notes to play.
Before you started playing, though, how much kind of like did you listen to their stuff? Did you go see their shows? You know, how did you kind of get introduced to Take?
Well, actually, my friend, he was introduced me into it. He's like, hey, they need another guitarist and a drummer. And I was like, well, let's go do it then. And then Dan came over. We practiced. But actually, my friend didn't go with it, but I did. So.
All right. Cool.
That's how I got into it.
That's very cool. All right, so you want to play this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me go ahead and play this and drop the mics because you know we always yap and chatter during this. So let's. So what's the name of the song again, John?
It's called "I Walk Among the Dead."
All right,
Among
so,
the Dead.
And this is Take. Holy crap.
Wow.
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 That was amazing.
I liked it. I liked it a lot, actually. But I mean, I'm sitting here. Anybody in here, everybody's like writing and fucking flowing hand signs.
They're like, and I'm sitting here just
I'm
like.
I'm sitting here going, yeah, okay, cool.
Okay. Have you actually lost your voice on stage before?
I've actually never. I lose my voice more when I try to really sing instead of yell.
Dang. Wow.
Wow.
I think it's just come from training. I've been doing it for 7 years, so.
Did you get headaches when you first started off?
I got more stage fright than headaches. So
really?
I used to get real scared because I was probably like 15 or 16. And was just
how old are you now?
24.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, don't you feel fucking old?
Yeah, seriously.
You're all old.
What are you talking about?
You're 20.
Thank you.
She's 20.
Yeah, oh, you want a phone number?
We deflowered her on the earlier show last year.
I have a date tomorrow, so
okay.
I don't want to ruin
that. What's that? Hold on a sec.
I don't
What's
get
that?
Many.
Wait. We got
What's that, Matt?
My birthday's tomorrow.
How old are you going to be, Matt?
35.
Nice answer.
Yeah. I'm going to be 20.
20? Wow.
Wow.
He's a youngster.
You old guy?
Now, if I'm correct on this, John, you said the entire band is under 21, except for you.
Yep. Our other guitar player is 16 or 17.
Damn.
Jesus.
Wow.
17.
So,
17.
Wait, you've gone through so many members, you're now starting to get them right as they start
the high school
to play?
This shit, the band. He's get them in band school.
What the fuck? Take's got a farm team.
Got nothing to do with age.
The minor leagues. You got the minor league team.
Young and dumb.
He's
oh, there you go. Nice.
You go out and scout garages. Is that what happens?
Come here.
Talent show with the high schools.
Hey, little boy, want some candy?
Man, that man got some. He got some skills. he could drum with both sticks.
Wait. That means that when Rock Band comes out, it's going to be a recruiting tool.
Exactly.
Nice.
We're going to go for elementary schools next and just groom them all away.
Just hang out at the Best Buy with business cards.
Exactly.
Oh, what's your score in Rock Band? Oh, no, you're no good. Yeah, you, no good, come no here.
What'd you get on Sabotage? Oh, just a little bit better, Johnny. You know what? Practice a little harder, and we'll have you on the show next week.
Wow, I appreciate these guys. Thank you.
Hey, man, you've been here more than three times. We're allowed to give you shit.
That's true.
Yeah, so, a lot more.
I do want to – we haven't really talked about this on air, and tonight's the night I want to bring it up. And I'm really glad that you guys are here, that we can do it on air. Look, Dan, you're just – I swear to God, dude, I just want to put a camera on him. He's like Jim Carrey over there. It's fucking great.
He makes the dumbest faces.
He's an uglier Jim
Carrey. Wait, how the hell would you know? You only see the back of his head most times, right?
Do I look like I'm kidding? Jesus Christ.
Right. So anyhow.
Well, okay. So Spankwagon's done some pretty cool stuff here in the past. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Decaf and I drank 60 shots of energy drink in 60 minutes.
We shit the, our assholes out.
Our assholes were pissing. It was disgusting. We've done a live show at a bar with a bunch of strippers.
That was great.
Yeah, that was awesome. We've tried to do things that have failed miserably, like the Diet Coke bit. And
every Friday at 7 to 9.
Yeah. So it's about time we did something that was actually worthwhile. Friend of the show, everybody knows, is C. She was the one who flashed her boobs for all of us and donated a shirt with her tit imprint on it.
As a matter of fact, for Booby the Game. For
Booby the
Game.
She's a great lady. Well, her godson has been diagnosed with leukemia. The kid back in Chicago, he's a sweet kid. I've talked to him. He's a really nice kid. His mom was a nurse in a hospital. The hospital said to her, look, take all the time you need. Take care of your son. Chemo, all the treatments and everything you went through. Everything was going well. About 6 months later, she comes back to the job. And she'd been on and off. She comes back to the job, and they basically fire her a week later. Mm. Now, luckily, Jason is in remission, but there's still a lot of medical bills to pay, and now they don't have insurance. So what started out as what was something really tiny just to try and set some money aside for this kid has become something now that I think is probably going to be one of the greatest things Spankwagon's done. We are teaming up with a couple of other guys to put on a benefit for this kid. It's Jason's Fight for Life. It's going to be December 8th here in Vegas at Moondoggies, which is on Rainbow and Oki, I do believe. We've lined up some great acts. We're going to have the guys from Take. They're going to be on stage for us. We're going to have the guys from Dim, Sun Krillin, and we're working on a couple of other things. So we're trying to branch out and do a couple of different kinds of acts. We're also going to be having a lot of raffles, a lot of giveaways. We're going to be trying to raise as much money as possible for this kid's bills. He's got a couple of $100,000 worth of bills that are racking up there. So it's going to be December 8th at Moondoggies. It's going to be 8 p.m. It's $10 at the door. Now, the reason it's $10 at the door is that's a donation. They get you a raffle ticket. We're going to be raffling off a lot of great prizes that night. We've got carpet cleaning from VIP Cleaning Services. We've got $300 in furniture from Robinson's Furniture.
Nice.
Also, one of the big highlights for the raffle is going to be a quad from Dirt Addictions. We're going to be giving it away that night. It's actually someone will get that thing.
But will they get the trailer to take it home?
No, they don't get the trailer. Well, I mean,
because they can't really drive it home.
We're going to have a winner.
I would.
We're going to have a winner that night, but you'll have to pick it up the next day.
Chilling down the 15 too.
A quad.
Better believe it.
So it's going to be, there's going to be winners that night. Now you have to be there for it. And that's the important thing, because we want as many people there as possible. Other things we're going to be doing that night. Number one is we're going to have a donation jar just set up right in front of the stage. If you got a couple bucks, drop them in the bucket. Take care of this kid. Anything. It doesn't matter. It's all going to add up. We're going to do a bra and panty auction. Girls, when you show up. That's right. Girls, when you show up, make sure you're wearing something nice and frilly, because I'm going to ask for it. We're going to have you sign it, and we're going to sell it right on stage.
Takes drummer will donate his, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wrong.
Oh, I just had to go there with that. Oh. You know.
Matt, you going to take that? You going to take that?
He doesn't know what
to say. Oh, he doesn't really know what to say.
Not the Browns. Not,
oh, here we go. Here we go.
I'm so tired of these girl jokes. I really am.
And?
Cut your hair.
Cut your hair.
My hair. No, fuck that.
Do we got some scissors?
Hey, don't make,
no, no.
Hey, don't make the guy quit before the show, okay? We need to go for one more night. We're going to have a bra and panty auction there. We're also going to be, for the ladies, we're going to be auctioning off a date with a fireman, a real honest-to-God fireman here from Vegas. Oh, yeah.
Yes, and Graffy.
He's a good-looking dude. I ain't going to lie.
Murph's really gay for him.
I think he's probably like in his early 30s.
Okay, never mind.
But
never mind. That's your thought.
Sweetie, it's a date. It's not a guarantee to get some cock, all right? And for
he's gonna want one ride in the truck, I'll show you the hose. No.
And for the boys, we're gonna be raffling off a date with one of the Carey sisters.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Some hot ass
Yeah.
If you like the dark meat, boys, trust me, this is gonna be the one for you. Guys, don't forget, Carey sisters have a show here on LV Rocks Thursday nights at 7.
Promotions?
Hey.
Did they promote us?
Oh, yeah, they promote us quite a bit.
Okay.
So this is going to be a big event. And what we're saying is we're going to have a lot of different things going on. And it's at a bar that usually does not have this sort of event. Moondoggies is a beach bar for Beach Boy fans.
Dude.
Seriously, that's it right there. Dude.
So a bunch of old white farts?
It's a bunch of old white stoners.
Nice.
That's exactly what it is.
It's like it's Sun Krillin, dude. This dude is like blacker than me. Dude.
Yeah, I was gonna say you're gonna have Tank and Sun Krillin and Dem. It's gonna scare the shit out of the locals.
That's right. That's the point.
Well, they're gonna piss themselves.
We're gonna load this thing up with as many different kinds of acts as we can because we're all there for one reason. It's for this kid, and it's to get him better, and it's to pay for his bills, and to take the stress off of his mom. I mean, the last thing this little kid wants to know is that he's responsible for his mom going. That his mom is
going into debt.
Going into debt for this. Now remember, it's a 21 and over show, but we've got some things taken care of.
I really don't care that it's 21 and over. Even if you're underage, just come and try to get in, and even if just drop off some money or something.
Yeah, I mean we'll have stuff going. I mean we're pretty much considering taking over the parking lot of this joint as well.
That's cool.
If you want to come down, hang in the parking lot. What are they going to do? Throw you out of the parking lot? Nah, because the guy who owns the bar owns the parking lot.
Yeah, get off my parking lot, kids.
What's important is that when we all go. No drama, okay? If you're there for the rap and you don't enjoy the punk, hang out anyway. If you're there for the punk and you don't enjoy the rap, hang out anyway. It doesn't matter. Go. Have a good time and remember why we're going.
Yeah, because we hired some interesting security.
Oh, yeah. We've got some real interesting security.
I'll be security.
Oh, no. Oh, no, please. No. They're like five of you. No, I mean, as in one person is five of
really?
You.
Yes. Yeah, they're like three
so
decals
all
in one.
I can take them all. Boobs?
Is it a big lady?
God, I hope not.
One of the dudes,
get me a security shirt. I'll be security.
There you go. So we also actually, and I just threw this out there because we still have the Stan Lee t-shirt. We'll be auctioning that off.
Yeah, we'll be auctioning off an autographed Stan Lee t-shirt
for comic book fans.
Yep. The guys from Comic Oasis are going to give us some comics. We've got stuff. We're getting stuff all the time from people. These tickets are going to be on sale. Now, remember, most of the prizes, though, you have to be there to win. We are setting aside a separate one for people out of state that want to contribute. We'll have all of that set up shortly, and I'll put information out about that. I want to say a big thanks to you guys here from Take, John, Dan, Matt,
problem.
You guys. We can't wait to have you guys on stage. I know a 21 and over show isn't where you guys usually are at, but it's a big deal to have you guys there because you guys have been such huge fans of the show.
What I can't wait, though, is I've sat here time and time again and listened to it on the computer through the headphones. Yep. I want to see it live.
Yeah,
it's even more crazy. And I just want to say thank you for inviting us, guys.
Shut the fuck up, black man.
Wow.
Whoever's listening, for real, if you're under 21, just come over and donate instead of buying your dumbass Nike Dunks or whatever the hell you're wearing. All that bull crap that you don't even need. Come donate to something that is actually important. Like this kid's life.
Amen, brother.
Save your mama drama for your mama, okay?
You like waited you all night for that one, didn't you?
I did. No, I didn't. But I was thinking about it when he said it. And, I mean, it's going to be a big thing with the rap and the metal and the... All the diversity. You know what? Come together as one. You know? This is for a cause.
Help this kid. Yeah, help this kid out. Help his mom out.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it's all about. I mean, take egos out of it. It's not about, no offense to everybody here, but it's not about Spankwagon. It's not about Take. It's not about Jim. It's not about anybody but this kid and his mom
and
helping them out.
Yeah, so it's going to be a huge night. I think this is probably one of the biggest things we've ever tried to put together in the shortest amount of time I've ever seen.
And all at the same time, I can't get half of my work done because my computer problems. Anyhow, we got another caller, Spankwagon Radio. You're on the air.
And it's Borat again.
Oh, Borat's back. Outstanding.
Oh, joy.
Yes, I've got the question.
What is your question?
Oh, no.
Yeah, will you be auctioning off a date with the Take Gorgeous Drummer?
More drummers.
Are we going to be auctioning off a date with Tate's gorgeous drummer?
Oh, nice. Thank you, Borat. With Tate's drummer.
Dude, he is really sensitive about that, isn't he? Uh-oh, here we go. Uh-oh.
Oh, God, here we go.
Dicks, you guys are all that
was
dicks.
Oh, dude, that was that. Hey, that was Borat on the phone, man.
That was us.
Borat, oh, my God.
Hey,
no sexy time.
Are you going to take shit from a guy wearing a mankini? I mean. So it's, oh my God. It's going to be a lot of fun, guys. We're going to have various ways
you know what
to
it is? You know
give
what it
us
is?
Money.
He's going to have like 12 sets of sticks, right? Like 6 to play with and 6 just to start stabbing the fuck out of people.
That's right.
Stay out of that pit.
Sharp, yeah, too. No shit. Yeah, exactly. You're sharpening them down and just fucking spear everybody.
Start killing werewolves and shit.
Did I hear a racist vampires. Joke?
No. No.
Did you just call me a spear checker?
Shut the fuck up, nigger.
Oh, you said that so wrong.
Like, dude,
I
know.
I did. Intentionally. That's freaking out.
Now the true Iowa's coming out, isn't it? Wow.
And you wonder why the co-host 4,000 kicks up like it does.
Yes, it does.
Please write all hate mail to decaf at spankwagon.net.
Wow. So yeah, it's going to be a good show, and we're really looking forward to it. We're going to start promoting the shit out of this thing. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell everybody. It's important that we help take care of family and, yep. and
yes, very
see his family, and that makes Jason family.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's definitely a must-do. And, again, thank you guys because, I mean, when we heard about this, the first thing we did was bands, take. It didn't even go past that. So until
I hope we can get some more of those 21 and over people. Like, we've lost them over the years, but we're going to try our damnedest to get
yeah,
them
we're
going to
rock out with our cocks out because we all have cocks, not vaginas.
A little insecure, are we?
Overcompensation.
Tired of these jokes. Tired of them.
I guarantee they won't think, well.
Okay, hold on a second.
Talking about cocks. Let me be a little safer.
I'm all right. Just yeah, a girl. True.
Matt, I love you, man. So,
no.
I just got to throw this out there, dude.
I got Wes to sing that song. You don't even know.
I got to throw this out there, bro. So, I mean, Dan's here with a Hooters t-shirt and tattoos
That's
up and down the arm.
That's my t-shirt. I work there.
All right. Even better.
Wow.
Whoa. Wait, you should come in.
Wait.
Whoa, hold on.
I work around gorgeous girls all day long, 5 days a week, 8 hours a day.
Do they tell you all their problems and secrets?
I know what you're going to say. You're going to say something about my shirt, right?
Dude, you're wearing a rainbow shirt with a unicorn.
Unicorn chaser.
It's a Circus Survive shirt. How could
and,
wait.
Hair down
hey,
your
wait,
shoulders.
Wait. I got a question for the drummer. I got, are there shorts?
His name is Matt.
For the girl.
No, I'm a drummer. I'm just going to ask you, how uncomfortable are
his
the orange
name
shorts?
Is Matt.
How uncomfortable are the orange shorts?
Orange shorts? I don't wear orange shorts. Thank you very much.
Did he
wake me up?
Did the tights
before
bunch
we
up?
go?
Okay,
pink
leave
me down.
Leave Matt alone.
We almost didn't pick him up. I'm so sure he's glad we picked him up.
Welcome to Spankwagon Radio. What can I say?
Dude, he's getting pissed.
He's so pissed. We got to stop because that's.
Right. He's going to quit the band.
I just got called a digger on live air. See? That changes it.
Oh, my God.
Got nothing to say to that one.
I don't know what to
do. Don't worry. We got
going
turn
horse.
In our band.
Wow.
We
got a
wrap.
Holy shit. Right.
Oh, my God. We got a wrap.
This is awesome. So, guys, don't forget. It's going to be December 8th.
Cotton ball in our band.
Put that away. Put it away. It's going to be December 8th. It's going to be at Moondoggies.
We got a wrap.
It's going to be a great show, guys. Show up, please, and help us take care of this kid. Yep. So let me go and start the music. Guys, you've been listening to Spankwagon Radio. Just want to say thank you for coming out and listening to us every Friday night.
Say what, honky?
That's right. Want to say big thanks to the guys who are here in the studio tonight. Guys from Take, John, Dave,
yeah.
Dan, Matt, whoever you are. Guys,
thank you for
coming in. We love you. Matt, come back, and next time we'll still give you shit about your girly good looks. I'm just wondering, how did you guys manage to get him out of Hanson? That's what I want to
know. Oh! He went there!
Also want a big here we go. He's done. I'm almost done. Big thanks to Mike Stark for coming on. Love to have you on. Derek from Comic Oasis. Love to have you guys on as always. Big thanks to all of the guys here at LV Rocks for helping this on the air. To LV Rocks, to Flash FM, KC Host Radio Network.
Do you guys don't want to see my dick on the air? You guys all wrong or what?
We got a webcam. Put it out.
Play with my dick.
I'll play with your nuts, but only after they finish coming down.
No.
Fox FM, Showdown.net, Steel City Radio. We got a new guy. Awesome.
No, that's Webmix.
Oh, that's Webmix. Classics of the 70s, 80s, 90s.
That's changed
today.
Now.
It changed now.
And Nomad Radio Network. We love you guys. Remember, if we're not live.
If we're not an archive.
Podcast.lvrocks.com. I'm a horse. I'm back. I can't believe it.
And I will say this. We'll after the closing, 9 o'clock, we're going to go overrun.
Yep.
We'll play the next song by Take. So if you're listening to us live, Stay with us. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Retards out, but only temporarily.
Sorta.
There's a car in the